This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. So Google has already had over 70,000 takedown requests. That's after the European Court of Justice ruled the company had to address individuals' right to be forgotten online. Google's begun dealing with requests and pulling things down, including links to articles in British publications. Some have even been brought back after an uproar. Well, we've talked to our friend at the Berkman Center for Internet and Society, Jonathan Zittrain, about this before, so let's check in. Jonathan, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
They started taking down links, and people are wondering if they're just trying to scare us all.
Well, it appears that Google's been deluged by requests, as in the tens of thousands. And in The Guardian, in the BBC, there are some articles that have been delinked from names. And I don't think this is Google trying to say, you know, you want takedowns? Fine, we'll give you takedowns. But rather, this is new to everybody, and they're trying to get it right.
This depends on the country you're in, right? And that probably offers some complexities here as well in how this is being dealt with.
Yes, as best I can tell, when a request is granted to have a search result delinked from someone's name, that delinking will only take place in the localized European versions of the Google search engines.
This is not the only tech company in recent weeks that has been scrutinized for the data that it's using online. You think that recent revelations about these Facebook studies is part of the same issue somehow here?
Yes. I think both the European Court of Justice decision about a right to be forgotten and the Facebook experiment about emotions and emotional contagion that has so many people up in arms, they're really two sides of the same coin. In the case of Facebook, what people I think are objecting to is the idea that someone is hand-tweaking the feed. And what's interesting about the ECJ right to be forgotten decision is it's asking for exactly that kind of hand tweaking. Now we're into the world of there's going to be many hands on that tiller for particular search results, and we might have been better off with the roulette wheel.
Jonathan Zittrain, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.